HarperCollins and Harper Audio present When Death Becomes Life, Notes from a Transplant Surgeon, by Joshua D. Mesrick, read by Josh Bloomberg. Note from the author. The following book is neither a memoir nor a complete history of transplantation. I am not old enough to write a memoir, and a few excellent complete histories of transplantation exist already. My goal is not to provide a chronological depiction of my coming of age as a surgeon, but rather to use my experiences and those of my patients to give context for the story of the modern pioneers who made transplantation a reality. The remarkable events that allowed mankind to successfully transplant organs between two individuals that are not genetically identical occurred relatively recently. In the early 1950s, the idea of transplantation remained in the realm of science fiction. By the late 60s, multiple organs were being transplanted, with a few poignant successes and many failures. True success with organ transplantation was realized in 1983 with the approval of cyclosporin. These accomplishments were achieved on the backs of a relatively small number of truly incredible people. My own training began with 4 years of medical school at Cornell University Medical College in New York City. I then did my surgical internship and first year of residency at the University of Chicago Hospital and Clinics. After that, I spent the next 3 years performing transplantation research at Massachusetts General Hospital. I then returned to the University of Chicago for 3 more years of surgical